während der Schlüssel Rabbonim, Schlüssel Kola Kodosh, started saying before, the Mitzoy Menucho, Kidam Nucho Tchilo, Mitzoy Shabbos is a time which is in Sugo to say Slichas and to do Tshuva. Why so? Because it says that when Adam and Chavo sinned in Gan Eden, it was Friday, and the oyster that Lamed Bob Shois, Shimsho Oiro, 36 hours straight, the sun that rose on Friday morning did not set until Mitzray Shabbos. But when it started to get dark, it was the first time in the history of Adam and Chava's life that they experienced darkness. So Adam Arisha said, "The Oymar, Ach Choyshech Yeshufeini, Velaylo Oyl Ba'adeini." Chazal, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Groshim, similar, Nuschois, Nisiyarei Adam Min Achashecho. He got very fearful. He thought maybe this is how you die. You never experienced darkness before. Some Chazal say that he was worried maybe in a nochosh. Says, maybe, Ach Choshev Yeshufeini, now it's dark. My enemy can get me. But the answer was, V'laylo Oyl Ba'adeini. The Rebbe Shem stand, Chazal say, Shnei Ra'ofim, two stones, three stones, whatever it was, and he quavered, sparks came out, and then he had the idea to light a candle, to light fire on his own. That's what he liked. Mitzvah Shabbos, over the day. What's the chat? It's not just the technical event what happened. There's a tremendous message the Rebbe Shem told other Mauritians. He says, if you are surrounded with darkness, Ach Choshech Yeshufeini, what do you do? You're surrounded with darkness. I'll tell you what you do. If there's no other source of light, you make your own light. Take the darkness and turn it into light. The Lilo, the night itself, Oyl Ba'adeini. This will be the light. Ba'adeini is an interesting lesson of the Alshad HaKadosh. He says that, Ba'adeini is Bishvili. Bishvili, realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you even after the hate. The Lilo Oyl Ha'Ba'adeini, be machshiv yourself. And you'll see that you can come up with your own light and get to your own destiny. I'd like to call upon Choshev Rav, Arav Rav Eliezer Margolius, the Mordasser of Shalat Tfilin, to share some words of chizuk with us.
Rabbonim Shlita, Modaatve, Koinfer, Kol Rabbonim. Condolences to the families that have experienced tragedies recently, perhaps some more conventional but tragedies, and others which are clearly less conventional tragedies, lo aleinu. There isn't anyone who is not shooken up to hear these stories and what I would call the Machane Hashchina, in a beautiful place, Ramat Beit Shemesh, of growth, of Torah, and mitzvahs, of chesed. And to be exposed to these types of stories It's not the mikre. The malonu. And these tragedies. And the idea is this evening that there's a message for us. And the Rabbonim will be mechazek us, and we'll have tefillah. We'll have tzedakah. Avani HaKatan, I just have one small message. A not complicated message. Perhaps not a conventional message. But nonetheless, I think something that is an aspect that also needs to be said. It will say, Hatzileini nomi adochi mi adeisov. The Yetzirah comes to us in many different forms. Mi adochi mi adeisov. In the closest of ways, in the most subtle, intricate, backdoor ways, there are many people that are stuck in situations and don't have a pitaron. They're experiencing challenges in their own home with their own family members. And you know what? That hurts. And that might be embarrassing. And that might be a secret. And you also might not have any idea how to deal with that, and that's okay. To be lost, to need guidance, that's okay. To seek guidance, to accept guidance, to grow from guidance, as a parent, as having a big family, that is a must. If you need guidance and you don't seek guidance, unfortunately, that is a failure. I understand that failure. I understand the challenge. But sometimes we need to get help. A help could be from a friend. It could even just be a smile from a neighbor sometimes. It might be learning more Gemara. It might be learning less Gemara. It might be doing more chesed or doing less chesed. It might be going to a professional that can help you, to give you advice. But if you're dealing with something in your home, and it seems big on you, and it seems too hard for you to deal with, you have rabbanim. You have guidance. And after 120, the rabbanim shalom is going to say, so who did you speak to? Yes, it was hard. Yes, it was embarrassing. Yes, it was not fitting for you. But yes, what's been on the papers lately is not fitting for Ramat Beit Shemesh, because it doesn't reflect what we would think is Ramat Beit Shemesh, and that's true. It doesn't take away from the tremendous mindless in this very room of Torah, this is Nefesh Torah and Chesed. As I spoke to Machanech today, and I said, what do you think? Can my message be tonight? If you need help, get help. If you don't think there's any way out of your predicament, that's kfirah. The Rebbeinu Sholem put you in this predicament, and he's right there with you, and the Shekhinah is there. And he only wants one thing for you to succeed in the challenge that you have. And yes, you need tefillah, and you need tzedakah, and you need chesed, and you need tzedakah, and you need patience, but you also need help. I encourage any of us, and all of us, at any age, at any stage. A couple of years ago, I spoke with someone in my trip to the United States. It was very sad for me to visit his home because his son was no longer with us. And he told me, but no one told me. No one told me. I was unaware that these things happened. To sit with a father, there's absolutely nothing I could say. But I hear your pain. Unfortunately, these things can happen. And that's what I'll say tonight. Seek the guidance of your Avonim, the people that love you, the people that can help you when you're in schools, the Yoratzot, your Chaverim, your Mashpiyim. And don't live in a situation that we understand is not the way we're supposed to be. And the Mirza Hashem would speak about it. And Avoida, in the Sirius Nefesh, will have the Siyata Dishmaya to make sure that these things will not happen again.
Thank you very much, Rav Modolis, for the insights. I'd like to call up now Mordechai Asler from Ad Beit Shemesh, Zoya Natsadnik, Dan Perlstein Schlitter, to give us the chizuk and to guide us into what we need to do in the time of that, which is extremely challenging for every one of us. Rav Perlstein Schlitter.
Kiro Panecho Nusato Lonu Hashem Alekeinu Toiras Chaim Vahavas Chesed. I heard from a Talmud Chochem that heard from another Talmud Chochem that heard from the Chofetz Chaim. Is there a lesson? Do hat der Eberstern pflegt alle Himmeln. Um gewissen, auf was es steht. Teira Chaim v'ahava Chesed. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed all the heavens. And showed what's behind all the heavens. Teiras Chaim v'ahavas Chesed. In the Madrega of Or Panecho, in the Madrega of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Or Panecho, which is a very high Madrega in the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed on what everything stands. Everything stands on Teiras Chaim v'ahavas Chesed. We've experienced a lot of tragedies in the neighborhood. We have to be mechazik ourselves. Teiras Chaim v'ahavas Chesed. Shlomo Berman, Rosh Yeshiva Ponovich, Zechoyna Lebrocha, son-in-law of the Steifler, said, the Chofetz Chaim used to say, wherever you go, speak about Torah. That's the point. Wherever you go, speak about Torah. We have to be mechazik ourselves. We have to be mechazik ourselves in Torah. But let's bring it to our levels. Let us not be high up, which is not practical. Let's bring it down to our levels. to be mechazak ourselves in Torah for Yechidim. Comes back from the Mishrad. Comes back from his office. He had a tiring day. Upstate, there's a Shia. It's hard. I'm not talking about exaggerations. If he can't, he can't. Exaggerations never help. But if it's possible, if you can push it through, then go to the Shia. Chizik and Torah for the Tzibah, for Moisters. There are a lot of Rabbonim here. There are a lot of Magidei Shiurim here. Another Shia. Another Shia, Shabbos. Not so much Torah on Shabbos. Shabbos, a little Shia of 10 minutes after davening the Moshe. It can do so much good. Try it, and you'll see it is that way. Chesed for Yechidim. Everybody knows his chasodim, his gemilus chasodim. Find a little better. Find a little more. Chesed for the tzibah. Every shul has room for another organization on some other detail in chesed. That is the easiest thing. The world can be ma'oira, and anybody sitting here can be ma'oira on any aspect of chesed. That's chizik of Torah and of chesed. Avos Torah, Torah chayim, v'ahavos chesed. My Rebbe, Zechoino Livracha, that taught me the inyan to be mischazik, and he's also the Rebbe of all of us, is the late Talmud Chochem that was nifta 2 weeks ago tonight, Harav Yecheskel Bloy. He had cancer 3 years. He was operated in the leg numerous times, time after time, bone, flesh. The anguish, the pain, the recovering of operations, until came the stage when they amputated his foot. And he lived for 1 year and 2 months afterwards. And yet this man, with this history, came to shul every day at 7 o'clock in his wheelchair, unless he was going through treatment. Do you know what it means that he should come every day to shul at 7 o'clock? One leg. Everybody has natural needs during the night. There's so much hardship. So much can go wrong. Thousands of roots in this person had not to come to shul at 7 o'clock. And every day he was in the wheelchair, 7 o'clock in shul, if it was just possible. He learned Torah. He learned Torah by Hava. Basmoda, throughout the whole Tkufa. He wrote Magam the Koimus to the Koilo from his bed in the hospital without Svogim probably. But the most astounding story, 3 weeks before he was Nifta, they told him that it's not going to be long. And he knew it. And 2 weeks beforehand, he lost control of his whole body. So much so, he had to be carried from the bed to the chair. The Shabbos, 2 weeks ago Shabbos, it was Nishta, Motzei Shabbos, going towards the morning. The Yungalaika were helping him, went to take him from the head of the table that he was still leading for Shabbos to his bed. And on the way, he spoke about a mitzvah in Erevin. Those that know Erevin know that that's no small feat. And he also spoke about the Gemara in Nedorim. That is to be mischazik in Torah. That's what we're talking about, to be mischazik in Torah and in Chesed. And one last point. Ha'oras Ponim. Ha'oras Ponim. don't know the word in English for how others phone him. Enlightening your faith. To have a smile. To be encouraging. To give the next person a good feeling. How is Purim? Chazal say, Godol Hamal bin Shinaim lechaveiroi. It's greater to show white teeth to your friend, smiling, mimashkei cholov, than to give him a cup of milk. This drosha comes from the posik in Vayechi on Shevet Yehuda, uleven shinayim lecholov. Yehuda, his fields, the pasture was so good that the animals had a lot what to eat, and so the milk of the cows was abundant. And he says in the posik, uleven shinayim, Shevet Yehuda, their teeth were white from the amount of milk that they had to drink. But Chazal say on that, uleven shinayim, to whiten your teeth, to smile, godol mimashkei cholov, uleven shinayim mei cholov. Ben shinayim is higher than cholov. Say a good word. You make that to other person's day. You can lift him up from a mood. You come home. Chesed in the house. Come back from shul. Greet nicely with a smile, with the right niggun, with the right tune. Put it forward positively. Rising up. Feeling good. The whole day's difference. That's for us sitting here. To our wives. And for those sitting downstairs, vice versa, to the husbands. Reb Shlomo Zalman said, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, when the Levi of his wife, I don't have to ask Mechila, because there was never anything between us. 60 years living together, in the poverty of Sha'arei Chesed, in the hardships of Sha'arei Chesed, no issue. No issue between them 60 years. Why did he say that? Probably he thought that was a shvach for his wife. But he got out. No issue between them. Torah, Chesed, Beinodom Bachaveroi, that will make us different people. And that will be a trick of the whole Poronius. And that will be a shield for all harm. I'd like to thank Rav Kornfeld, that he felt the need for this kermes and organized it, and I very much hope that the effect that was wanted will transpire.
I'm speaking only for 1 or 2 minutes, don't worry. We heard that we don't have to speak about the events that we all have lived through, that have shaken us up. And everybody, Levi Yehuda Loras Nafsho, everybody knows himself and knows what to focus on, to the Mechazik himself. The more the Azra, firstly, just spoke a little bit about this, the Chesed of Loi from our own neighborhood. We heard a little bit, and after I finished speaking, I'm sure Bernard will say a bit more of this unusual tzaddik, the Torah, Avoid and Gemilas Hasodin, that lived amongst us in such a tzanua fashion. Sometimes the person thinks, this person was as close as you can get to perfection, Avoid and Hashem, how does it end up that his life ends so early with so much yisurim? We don't know the answers. There's certain answers that are possible answers, which definitely Amishash Vavalev Kadmonim have told us. The Ramchal said to Derech Hashem that there's sometimes that Klal Yisrael needs to go through terrible tzoras, and instead of 100 or 1,000 people going through tzoras, Hashem takes a certain tzaddik, and that tzaddik is the one who's mechaper on all Klal Yisrael, or big segment of Klal Yisrael. And for sure the yisur of this tzaddik is something that was mechaper on all of us. Why am I saying it? It's good to hear, and it's also, we have to have a feeling about Kodesh HaTov, to a person in such a beautiful fashion, stay so dovek with our Kodesh Baruch Hu in every situation. Like we heard a little bit before, and we're going to hear a little bit more afterwards. Another Cheshbon, a Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes wants us to have examples that we can see. I could raise myself to a higher level of Avodat Hashem. Baruch Hashem, I don't have the Yisurim that this person had. And I have my challenges, but on my level, if this person can do it on such a pure and high level, I surely can bring myself up a level. So, like I said, from every situation we should be able to grow from, and this specific thing, to see how we can fill the vacant, the halal, the hole that was left of the schools that tell you about the Knesset HaZot that we don't have amongst us, and it will be a big schools for him and for all those that we have lost, that each one of us thinks how I can carry that out in a very special fashion. And Rabbi Shua Berman was there, if you wouldn't know.
Shows that I'm running. It goes without saying that I don't belong here. I think that's obvious. I understand that I was asked to speak tonight, not to give over concepts on Shkafen. I think that's patently obvious. But as someone who Dami Bukhanihe and Nura Bicheskel, Zuchan Rabbi, to share with the Olam from an emotional point my feelings. So please understand what I say in that sense. I hope that it echoes what we just heard. I'd like to start with a point of an emotion of being astounded. And the feeling of being astounded is that, you know, Miteva Hadvarim, when someone is a strong London, you know, he's a big Tamakalam, it's normal that in the course of davening in the same place as a person like that for years and years, you wind up speaking and learning, you wind up arguing and learning, you wind up sharing ideas. I must say, Bani Yusi, that over the years, Rabbi Chesed Boy appeared to me as a very sweet, simple man. Nothing more. A very sweet, simple man. And at a certain point, I realized how utterly mistaken I was. This began to dawn on me when one of the members of our shul started arranging minyanim in Rabbi Chesed's house, Lel Shabbos. And despite the enormity of the suffering that he was going through, the Rabbanim mentions some of it, and I'll just add that someone told me that when he finally had his leg completely removed, all the way up to the hip, leaving nothing, and this was after going through multiple surgeries and treatments to try to save it, he was relieved. I mean, obviously he was not having to lose a leg, but the sense of relief, and despite all this going on in his life, being at his house, sitting at his table, so then we start to talk and learning, and you say, he says back, and all of a sudden, whoa, wait a minute, I think I got this person completely wrong. And then, I'm sorry, again, this is an emotional sharing over here, this is not a drasha, so I'm sorry if I'm jumping chronologically. So at the shiva, there was a kuntris there that Rabbi Chesed wrote, and his mishpacha told me, as I'm sure they told everybody who asked about it, he started writing it as a bachur who was engaged, and he finished as a very young married man. And I start looking through it, and I'm just utterly astounded. He's quoting from everywhere. He wrote an entire sefer on a certain Indian, and he's quoting from all over the place. I couldn't help myself. I asked his father, I said, how did he do this to such a young man? He's quoting such obscure Sfarim. And his father, who is a great halakha, looked at me, don't know. He just was able to do that. We all know that the question of Tzadik Rabbi, and again, I'm sharing this as a feeling, as, you know, not as a hashgacha lesson, so to speak. The question of Tzadik Rabbi is the question of questions, so to speak. And of course, we know that ultimately the answer is we don't know. We trust that Rebbe Shlomo knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. We don't have to know. But at least on a personal level, I found that my brain and my heart still wanted to try to make some seder of what I'm witnessing and what's going on in front of me. Throughout this whole ordeal, I mean, the overwhelming sense was sadness about what was going on with our fellow Misfal, our friend. There was a point which was a tremendous high. Sukkot, after he had his leg amputated, and it seemed like, okay, the cancer was in his leg, and now that is gone, and he's back. And there was a whole celebration, the Oilim got together in his sukkah, and the simcha was... What rings in my ears is what the Gemara says, that Nisha le'iroh simcha beisa she'el miyamav le'iroh simcha miyamav. You had to be there to appreciate what a simcha was, and to hear this person talk about losing his leg and saying Hashem took a mitzvah, he took a punish, and the fact that it was just emunah bitachon, and then the cancer came back to his lungs, and I find myself wondering, Rebbeinu Shlomo, this person is the quintessential tzaddik. How? Why? What? Where? When? I'd like to go to back to the story that Rafalski mentioned. As I heard it from my friend who was there, the last night of his life, 2 weeks ago, Leil Shabbos, so he was asked, do you want to have a minyan? At that point, his lungs were filling with fluid, and he was having a very, very difficult time breathing. His lungs needed to be drained of the fluid, basically, consistently, constantly. And they asked him, do you want to have a minyan? And was, you know, he was barely audible, but he said, yes, it would be Rotsi, yes, I want it. So, two friends, the ones that were probably closest to him, they had to lift him out of his bed, and it was very important to him that his children shouldn't be there, because he did not want them to see, you know, as they're carrying him, so they would see he was covered by sheets, but, so he wanted that they should not be there, because he didn't want them to have that. And they're moving him, and as they're moving him, it seems as if he stopped breathing. So they stopped for a moment. Rabbi Chesko, you're sure you don't have to do this? No, I want. So they managed to get him to the chair next to the table. And he got them with a minion. They left. They came back later. They were speaking and learning. There is Von Erwin, and then someone mentioned something else and quotes a Gemara. And that was basically his last conscious conversation, at least that we're aware of. And as I'm thinking about these things, and I'm feeling so sad about this person, all of a sudden popped in my mind a story, and this is really what I came to share with you. I once read a story about a Mendel Kaplan in Zatal, that when he started off teaching in Yeshiva in America, so there was a Yid that all the Bachim called 20. He was the person who would come to ask for tzedakah, and he smelled really, 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 really bad. Like, really, really, really bad. And the Bachim would basically drop a quarter and run because it was awful. And the first day that our Mendel Kaplan was there, and the first time that Pliny walks in our Mendel sees him, the Bachim are waiting to see what is he going to do. Our Mendel looks at him, breaks out into a huge smile, says, Shalom Aleichem, give him a huge hug. And this is what he would do every time his plane would come. And the Bachim asked him, how? I mean, how can you do this? How is it possible for you to be able to hug him and talk to him? So Mendel looked at his Bachim and he said, I want to tell you two things. Number one, sometimes we call ourselves don't smell so good. And we still want Hashem to look down on us and give us a big hug. And number two, there are some people that come into this world to suffer, not for themselves, but for the Klal. So who knows? Who knows who's alive in this world of whom? So it was this story that I was thinking of when I thought of the Chesu. That who knows how many of us he was holding up with his Torah, with his Ma'aseh Tovim, with his mitzvot, with his incredible midos during his lifetime. And who knows how many of us his mitzvah was makaper for us. There's Baruch Hashem help us that we should be able to feel the loss and do what we need to do to try, as the Rav said, to make up for the loss. Thank you.
Thank you for the meaningful words. Okay, due to the shortness of time, I'd like to mekatzer as much as possible, but at the same time to have the Olam gain from Choshuva Rabbanim who are joining us. So, without further ado, I'd like to call upon one of the greatest Talmid Chachamim in our town, the Mor Da'aseh of Mishkanes Yaakov, Rabbi Goyen, Mordechai Goldstein Schlitter.
We all need chizuk. Rabbi Yochanan needs chizuk. Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Yachad, we need chizuk. Time of chizuk. Father, Dugma, Niftra Gadol, so Zan Hoger, all the time, Frat, Kufa, Chayim, and West Kufa. Each one of us doesn't need chizuk. Everyone we know, everyone is sorrowful. The Prat, everyone has. Here's a story, some of the stories from your own family. Time of Chizuk. Klal Yisrael needs Chizuk. World and tranquil. Not tranquil, not stable. Are the things that people thought they can depend on. You can't depend on it. In times of such, a Yid instinctively turns to Kodesh Baruch Hu, turns to the Shechina. Times he doesn't know what's happening, where to go to, but he knows cause of all the players starting times like this, turn to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like a Moshe Ramada, the diamond child is walking with his father in the city. And a tremendous storm, and he's lost, and he's frightful, he doesn't know what's happening, lightning, thunder, but he knows, and so listen, what's happening here? He says, I don't know, I'm with my Abba, my Abba's here, and that's where I am, that's what Klal Yisrael always felt. But how do we turn to the Shechina? From Kisser, the Gemara, Chazal tell us, how the turns the shechid in such and such myself. The first after the Gemara says, the person is chavik and Torah. Prince Torah, the Gemara Bracha says that whatever person learns Torah, the shechid is there. The shechid is not just he has the mitzvah of Torah, he's together with the shechid in that place. The Gemara says another murder, the Gemara Pshachach Talila Rabbi Yaiman Bracha. The Gemara says that the person's kaveh of Macham the Tavasa, that's the Girsa of Rabbi Yoina. Oh, you love nice one, like. Enemies fall. Person's kaveh of Macham the Tavasa. And the Gemara brings a pasuk about the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash would protect us in time. times of danger. So Rabbeinu Eliezer, the Gemara says that they are not going to tell us, and the Gemara brings a pasuk about the Beis Hamikdash, when the Beis Hamikdash was around, how he protected us. What does that have to do with Chazem Machmon Tevasai? Rabbeinu Eliezer says that like the other man of Chazal, that Miriam Shenechra Beis Hamikdash, but that's his place, that's his mokum. So if a person is kaseya mokum in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's mokum, he's with a Kodesh Baruch Hu's, with the Shechina, he's kiyu with the Beis Hamikdash, he's kayim, and he has the protection of the Beis Hamikdash. Because man is Shechina, he's working with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Koshkin is a besmedish of the present world, you see, his mother, the chshivas, that we should all be machadik on, that the work should be done, if possible, in besmedish, together with Sibor, schos rabbin, but he wants to leave in a yachad, the burns, burns in another room, the shechin is there. He was from Chazanish, Chazanish said, and he felt when he was writing Kedusha Torah, he felt the shechin was holding the pen with him, and they were writing together. That's how the Chazanish said it. It's not the Shechina. The Lama with the Shechina. Together with the Shechina. Writing. And that's what we know. Very Yisrael. That Nahogun Yuchadet and Mischadet. To go to the Kodesh Baruch Hu in all time. But especially in time of Chizuk. To be Mischadet and Torah. And that's where the Shechina is. What's frightening about something that is not the problem is that he doesn't know where I am Yehovah Yezri, but for present feels he's together with the Shechina. Echvan is a Russian Tayram. He's with me together. Tat will take care of it, will take care of it. Avzachar, Yeshachan, Mesh Hansen, the Chanel of Zracha. He was in the second floor, we were in the first floor. But I wasn't able to stay into his apartment because that was underneath. And the next Knisa was the Talmud Muzik of Rav Moshe Feinstein. And this now is from the age of Rav Scheinberg, the Mamsha Talmud Muzik of Rav Moshe. So his window faced the window of Rav Moshe, where Rav Moshe sat and burned and rose. He said over a few different times, when there was a man's sorrow for Rav Moshe, be it a sorrow of Klal Yisrael, or was it Rav Moshe was trying to keep them to the Klal, and people were connected, and he felt the Mordeka, Mamshe, fear, covenant of the God of Azor. That's how Rav Nissen Alfred felt. He said he came home, and Rav Nissen said, I wasn't still to learn. I came to my room, I such sad about the fear and the red is covered, I wasn't able to still to be a talking to Sefer. So he said, I looked out the window, and I turned to the window of Rav Moshe, and I see Rav Moshe. Sitting as usual, bent over the sefer writing. As usual, he said another time. You remember when someone was carved in Moshe was nifter, tremendous tragedy after a long illness. Moshe was holding a shochel to brachim. So Nissen also came home. He says, "But the Rebbe says a Torah shloi b'tzar. I'm not mesugel to learn. I'm not mesugel to learn such a matter." Again, he looked out the window, and he sees the Moshe Torah sat, sitting over the writing of the Shetayah. How much fear on him could he call him? How did they have the crisis of the Shabbos? The person learned that the Shechin is there, and the Shechin is there, that's the biggest comfort. I'm not alone. And sometimes he has a decision to make, and he starts to decide, he's confused, he doesn't know which direction to go. He sits and burns and gets it. Feels the Shechina, he feels what the Rosh Hashanah wants. That's what the Gemara says, in times of distract, in times of service, in times of you need Yeshua, that's the time to be mischadded and burning. And he's told by the big minister, I've got a man, he's got a rabbi, from that, come on, I've got a man, I'm a day, and he's doing it. He's always like that. But in the last Kufa, Mamish, such a matter, but it's a broken matter, I'm a worthy man, another one tomorrow, another middle of a swarov, go right to, we saw that, could be happening, how the president have such kaitas? Maybe the president doesn't have such kaitas, but if he sits with the shrinking together, you get kaitas. Another tomorrow, have you got the Shrina, I would feel the connection to the Shrina of the second man, Mikaelu, as David. But Shannon Mark says also, not Sabbath, but from David. But Mark says, the person's today among them is Tila, so he's today among them is Tila. He says, okay, I'll go here to Ezra, you get them. The office, away from the same field that the office doesn't. He's today among them is Tila, so he doesn't the field of the office, he's in the chadic of Tila. I could have shrunk with them with him, the tat is up. So one shot part of the night and be married. We've seen this huge parishes for going with the others in the Sudan on the same journey. We see all these parishes on Hokka. It's not just myself, obviously, in the bottom. We walk together the same path. We feel what it is. We see. We're journeying together with the others. So, Murder Kapar's Buskar of Zaman Sadega, Zaman Sadega, and the Chaim of Wacha, he said, you know that the obvious will be standing in the Jewish. It says, Kashi Vayetzi, but you need to have a look at Mahu, that you have to believe that in my eyes, that you can stack in the Jewish hours. First of all, the verse says, I promise you stack in Shachas, Yitzchot Mincha, and Yaakov Mayer. First of all, the whole we know by Yer, by Yivayke, first of all, you come to say, the aim is that the verse starts with my Christian shall harvest. First of all, Mayer comes, and then Shachas. So the chayyut should have been that Avraham Avinu, the first tefillah, should have been stuck in the Eimusai, tefillah's ma'ariv, and then shachris, and then mincha. Why did Avraham Avinu start from shachris in the morning? Other kashrus now, Farsh Meir, not the time now. He says, the morning is God. He says, the morning says, in the morning, Avichu Krishna, we say, Emet V'yantiv. By ma'ariv, we say, Emet V'muna. The mother of the Pasik, Lahagin Babaytich as Lecha, the Munasa Babaytich. The Baytich is a man of Lahagin Babaytich, the Gibbish, say the Shvachim of the Kodish Barakul, the Munasa at night is a man of Babaytich, a man of Muna at night. Zalman said, the first of Babaytich is a man of Horror, means the Horror is coming. When we see with clarity, we see our Hashem, we see the chesed of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the order. That's Shachris, the man of Shachris. At night, it is man of Hesper, of Choshech, that we don't see with clarity the Yad Hashem. But we use a Maimon, Maminim, today Maminim, you know, Maminim. But at night, is the time of Hesper, and the time of Choshech. He says, Avraham Avinu, all the others of Matzriach, Avraham Avinu was Matzriach, for Makabi Shem Shemayim, all the Ruachim were Mamluchim, he was Melech and Ruachim, he had Melech and the Shemayim, the Ruachim, the whole world. Mamluch, the goal of it, the Makabi Shem Shemayim, for the time we saw the Ark, we seen the Ark of God, the time we did the Tale of the Shemach and the Makabi Shemach, the Hakim, the Abayim, the Chazdech, the Avraham Avinu, the Misakim, the Shemayim, Mincha is time when we're approaching the twilight. It's still or, but we're approaching the twilight. Yitzchak, he says, he still was marriage at the Derech of Avraham Avinu, but he had the Esav and the Abubay Hashem, the Xavier Sadis from the land of Yitzchak. He saw the twilight coming. That's his man of Mincha. Yaakov Avinu was in the Sakh and still was an Arabist. His whole life was the soul of the man of Hester, the poem of Yiddishus. When he's running from his own brother, the man is the biggest son, and that's how he's running for advice from his own brother, he's running away, he has to run away from the bias of the others, he has to go to who the great and live, he has to go to Lovan, he has to go to Lovan, and how he comes with one small stick, he comes with a makel, that's how he's coming to Chutzpah, that's right, with the sea of man is the solace of Hester upon him, and his whole life was a continuation, then he had to deal with Lovan. Until Tzaras Dina, Tzaras Yosef, is one Tzar next to the other. So Yaakov Avinu, he was the one who knew the Sakhan, Tzvilas Arabis, feels that in his man of Hester upon him, we can turn to Kavish Baruch Hu, the Menachcha Baleva, the Kavish Baruch Hu is there. He says, Klal Yisrael, the history of Klal Yisrael, there are different kufis, different kufis of Chesed, we see more the Or, we see the Chesed of Kavish Baruch Hu, there's kufis of history, we know of Hester upon him, that we don't see with clarity the Yad Hashem. But he is all myself, yourself and you go to see the office. And when the days matter, and God's man of Hester upon you, determines that Kodesh Baruch Hu and the care of Rabbi Ezra, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the office, that's the office of the sacrament, and what was Yaakov the sacrament, might have died to them, he should have been sacrament earlier, you can kind of go to the mitzvah, but that was the city of Mamash of Saras, of running, so he went to Saras, his own brother, running Esther, may I know the Ezra, Yaakov, he knew by Yitzchak, of Malkam, who was now taken out, and still Margaret, so the Sayyim, like we said, no chivik, no pshat of the derech, to turn to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to turn to the Shechina, and the man is just sorrow, sorrow, the klal, sorrow, the prad, to be mechavik, and teira, but to be mechavik, and to be kaveh, and mokum, with the rasa, you can see the kaveh, and mokum, to love the man, because he's so quiet, he feels the Shechina, the man is close to the Shechina, the Shechina is with him. And even the man of Hester upon him, but the darling, but the old man, but the Kavei Mokim, the Hanim Mavoyim Chazdecha, the Munach HaValeh, the Rasen, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Mechadek, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shem Chizuk, so that for every prat, for the sons of a prat, every Yochid should be Yeshua the prat, Yeshua and his family, Nachas and his children, and equally should see Yeshua the Kval, and see Yeshua, the Gula, Kreva, the Heir of Yemeinu, Amen.
I want to add a little bit. There's a passage in Echo. It says, Ki Godoy Kayom Shivlech, Mi Yupo. In Yoram Novi says, the Rabbanim spoke about one of the tragedies that we had here. But at least it's not one tragedy. It's not one, it's not two, it's not three. There are tragedies all over the place in the last few weeks. Ki Godoy Kayom Shivlech. It's like the sea, Mi Yirkobo, who can ever heal us? That's really the call that we miss to come out of tonight. Mi Yirkobo, says the Nevesh, that the one who says, Mi Komoicho, or Eni Mashem, who Yirkobo? It's not a question, Mi Yirkobo. It's an answer, Ki Godel Kayom Shileh. If the tragedies are so big, it's larger, it's like a sea. Me, Yirkobov, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Yirkobov. Rabbi say it's, we're not just getting together here as a scholar for this great study. Yisrael Olam, I was later to be in the Shiva, I didn't know Abichayov. Rabbi Shel Tzadi Yisrael Olam, that's one, an example of the unusual blessing. It's not normal, it's not normal what we're going through. It's precious, you can't even utter, you can't even say that the God of Kayom Shilech, it's only a Kodipov and the Yukorov. But at least I find, again, not my place to say groshes, I'm just an MC, but it's living void of maturity. I have to show you one machshava. Moda Asher said before, about saying hello, being nice to people. I don't want to name, sometimes they go to a show, sometimes they go to many times. 10 years, no one came over to say hello, who are you? Can you imagine? I want to go to your Gemara on Masechet Shabbos. All our Amish Shabbos, the show of the whole of Moshe Lamoy. When Moshe Rabbeinu went the first time to the Moy, was born from Motzah Lech, and his foe was for the Kodesh of Stol and Yoshas. He found the way of the Yoyom, the day before, the Rabbeinu's foe, who struggling with oasis. Oh my Lord, the Mishnah tells the Mishnah Rabbeinu. Listen, what the Gemara says, what the Mishnah tells the Mishnah Rabbeinu, and the first reaction when he saw it. Oh my Lord, the Mishnah says, ain't showing the Yilcha. The Mishnah Rabbeinu says, ain't showing the Yilcha. You don't say Shalom Aleichem? What's with you, Moshe? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Oh, my Lord, from Yosheva, to Moshe Shalom Rabbi? Moshe Shalom Rabbi? So he said, the Moshe answered, Oh, you're the Chol of the Zayin. You have a good sentence. But still, you should have given me a prophet. Miyad, Oh, my Lord, that you don't have a prayer, Hashem, Hashem, the Baal. Now, I don't know why, but neither of these in our generation, there's a lot of people going around, they look happy, but they're not. They look like they're okay, but their self-esteem is below zero, Rabbi says. Below zero. It's pushing a far level. And because I'm not a speaker, I don't want to be married. I just want you to think about it, and because this experience we exist here about the Chevish in the last few weeks, which is precious to know in our lives, we had to bring our other brother from Yerushalayim, one of the Gdela priests in the Reino. I was there in America to listen a few times to the Russian Vice Minister. It's precious during my 18 in LA, in the Chokh, in the Gagos. So, really, we would love to hear from Adlena Adul Arab, the Moshe Washington, to give us advice, to give us Jesus Yisrael. We need advice. What's good, man? What are we doing, Rabbi Yisrael? It's special case. Last is Lashem. It's painful to us ever. So again, I'd like to ask Arab Adlena and Arab Moshe Washington to please address us. Thank you.
ידידנא שיער קורנפלד, רבונים חשובים, מרביצי תורה, קהל קודש. I've been in Bet Shemesh many times in the past, even in recent years, to give shiurim, to teach Torah. But I was invited this time to share Divrei Chizuk and just to share in the pain. So we've come together to be Oisik in Torah, Le'iluy Nishmasoi of Echod HaMiyuchodim Shebechabura, Agoin Atzadik Rabbi Yechezkel Bloy, but also to address a community. How do we cope with tragedy? When tragedy strikes a community once and again and again and again, how are we supposed to respond? How are we supposed to cope? One of the tragedies of our time is that people no longer respond to tragedy. And the tragedy of one is not always necessarily the tragedy of all. And that in itself is tragic. Kosav Rambam Bereshel Chestanius Mitzvah Zasei Shel Toiro Lizoi Ulaharia Al Kol Sora Shetove Al Atzivu. And the Rambam continues and writes the Dovez Demedarke Yashuvohim Shebizman Shetovei Tzolavi Yizakhu Aleya Ve'yariyu Yehu HaKol שבגלל מעשיהם הרואים הורה להם. אבל הם לא יזעקו ולא יריעו, אלא יאמרו, דבר זה ממנהג העולם, ערנות. וצור הזו נקרס, הרי זו דרך אכזריות. That is cruel. So people always have a tendency to look aside, to look the other way and say, it happens. It happens that a little girl is struck by a car. It happens that a young person has cancer. It happens tragically, tragedy and violence in a family. Everything happens. But we believe that things don't just happen. They happen because they needed to happen. We believe in Ashgokhotos. And when tragedy strikes the community once and again, it is the Kodesh Boko calling out to us. And if you do not listen to that voice, Arezu Derech Akzorius, it is not only indifference, it is cruelty. We need to open our hearts to hear the cries, to hear the anguish, to hear the pain, to hear the suffering. And we need to respond. It is a Kodesh Boko calling out to us. And it is not only when tragedy strikes the community. In Aruch HaVavim Perek Aleph and Tani Yois, it is a filu when tragedy strikes the Yochim. And there's a tshuva in Maram Shikur HaChaim Zimen Reish Tzadik Beis dealing with this question. But it is clear that when a community knows tragic events and premature death once and again, each and every one of us needs to listen, needs to hear, needs to respond. It is about each and every one of us. Loi novi ani v'loi ben novi. And I do not feel comfortable with many Rabbonim and Gedolim that know exactly why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what He does. I know exactly what we need to be metakin. Loi novi ani. But I do know that we need to be metaki, because that's what the Rambam teaches us. On one hand, each and every one individual knows where he could be better, where he should be better, and what he needs to do. But there are things that Chazal teach us. There are certain mitzvahs and masim tovim that are as gula. Is gula against the Malach HaMoves, and first and foremost amongst those gulas is Torah. Mar b'Torah, Mar b'Chayim is a Mishnah Masechet Ovis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, and there are so many stories told in Gemara and in Medrash. Torah is the Iyem Miklot mitnei Malach HaMoves. Chizuk HaTorah is gula number one. When tragedy strikes, first of all, we run to Torah, because that is the source of our chizuk. That's the source of our salvation. That is the source of Kirvus Elokim. When there were pogroms in Russia, and a visitor came to the Chofetz Chaim, to Rabin, and Chofetz Chaim asked him, "Vos machim Yidden in Ruslan? How are our brethren? What's happening in Russia?" And that person told the Chofetz Chaim, "says Erger v'Gulas Mitzrayim. It's worse than Gulas Mitzrayim." And the Chofetz Chaim shuddered, and he was taken aback, and he said, "Chas v'Sholim. Es kenishan Erger v'Gulas Mitzrayim. It cannot be worse than Gulas Mitzrayim." And he asked, "Why?" Because in Mitzrayim we didn't have Torah. Today we have Torah. We have Chizuk, we have Nachama. We have what is Machazek, our broken hearts. And that is Torah. Torah is the source of our Chizuk, the source of our Simcha. And Torah is our hope. Our hope, Lahos Yer Haroin Av, Ulaharbois Barachamein Shumai. I told the story 100 times, and a Kodesh Boko should help me. I should tell it many times in the future. When my late father, some of you probably knew my father. I know some of my Talmidim sitting here knew my father very well. He was a great Talmid Chacham and a big Elohim. And my father arrived in Auschwitz, first day Shavuos, Toshin Dalet. And my great Rebbe, the Koizum Rebbe, arrived in Auschwitz 1 day later, second day Shavuos, Toshin Dalet. My father never saw him before, but he heard about him. And he made an effort to be in the same barracks, in the same tzrit, as the Koizum Rebbe was. In the morning he approached the Rebbe, and he said, I am so gratified that I will have this chus of getting to know the Rebbe and trying to help you in as much as I can. The Rebbe frowned on my father and he said, Bucha, the mindset that Rebbe is helping, said the Goon is helping. Bucha, if you think it's going to do you any good, it's not going to do you any good. To which my father, who was 17-year-old Bocher, said, Abad Abed is my helping, but can I let him learn him? Of course it's going to do me good, we can talk and learn him. And the Rebbe was surprised, and he said, Bocher, this in Auschwitz, and the Rebbe's letting him learn him. Young boy, you're in Auschwitz, you want to talk and learn him? To which my father said, of course I do, because as Mechnish letting him learn him, if we don't talk in learning, how will we prevail? The Rebbe was moved. He hugged my father. And they talked in learning for the next 12 months. And they talked in learning for the next 50 years. They talked in learning. Ben Yidin Zanin Sebrachen Meret and Lanin. When we are broken hearted, we talk in learning. That gives us chizuk. That is what Hagon HaTzadik HaChez Kabloi did till the last breath he breathed in this world. That's what he did till his last moment. I just heard that his last words when he spoke was an element, a rhythm, an element that he talked about. Whenever we were broken, we talked in learning. In Sanhedrin Daf Samaches, Chazal tell the story of Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol, our Eretz Divine. Nesuchach miYisrael Levakroch, the greatest Tanoim of the generation, came to visit Rebbe Eliezer Ben Hurkanes on his deathbed. And Rebbe Eliezer, this is a sugi of Ifnasmoy, a profound sugi which we won't discuss, it's not the right time right now, but Rebbe Eliezer Ben Hurkanes seemed to be a Kavadon. And there's a shmuz from Rabbi Zera Petterburg down the Kavdonis of Rabbi Yezer, but that'll wait for another opportunity. Rabbi Yezer asked the Chachomim, Ad Achshav Lomor Loi Bosel, where were you till now? Now you come to see me? When I'm on my deathbed, Rabbi Yezer Shaluti. They didn't come to see him often enough. And one of them said, Loi Hoyolano Pnai. Doesn't seem the wisest thing to say. He said, we didn't have time. And Rabbi Eliezer says, Tameyani im tamuslu misas atzmacham. I wonder whether any one of you will die a natural death. Rabbi Kiva was closer to Rabbi Eliezer than the others. And he hoped that his fate would be a better one. And Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Eliezer, what about me? And Rabbi Eliezer says, Shokoch kosho mishalehem. Your demise will be even more terrible and tragic than all the others. There's an amazing Rashi there. Rashi says, Mipnei sheyesh lechu lev pasuach kohulom ve'ilu shamashtani ho'yisro lehem et toira arba. So Rabbi Kiva hears this terrible besuro, Shokoch kosho mishalehem. What happens next? The Gemara doesn't say. That's the end of the story in Babli. But the Zohar in Re'eh Mehemna Parshas Vayero, the story goes on. And Rabbi Akiva turns to the Eliezer and he says, Rabbi, oylech lon oyraiso, teach us Zohar. And I want to suggest two different interpretations. Rabbi Akiva hears this terrible bezura. None of us will die a natural death. And mine will be even worse. How does he respond? Does he fall before the Eliezer's feet and ask, Rabbi, give me a bracha, what can I do? Oylech lon oyraiso. So we missed all these years. And we don't know how much time we still have left. Let's make the most of it. Rabbi, let's start now. Teach us Torah. Lama learning. Lama reading and learning. They were all heartbroken. So what do? You turn to Torah. And then Rabbi Eliezer starts teaching Torah. One posit in Shir HaShir. And fire comes down from the heavens. And it surrounds the Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, and the others are left outside. And Rabbi Eliezer's darshan is more than 200 perushim on the posik of Duni, Vashishus, Samhuni, Rabduni, the Tapukam, Samhuni, Vashishus, Pachoyles, Avoni. And when the drosha is over, Oro Besaro Hashamayim. That's the story told in the Zohar. The end of the story of Rabbi Akiva. And Chachmei Yisrael that come visit Rabbi Eliezer. So Lama Redden and Learning, my father told the Kloisim Bogei Rebbe, and they talked and learned. Torah gives us chizuk, Torah gives us simcha, and Torah is also the greatest zgula. Agunei Magni ve'atsunei Masli. Mar v'Torah mar v'chaim. And there are many stories told. Rabbi Babachone, David HaMelech, as long as we learn Torah, we are safe. As long as we teach Torah, we are safe. So if I need to speak to our community after we knew so much tragedy, the first thing is Chizuk HaTorah. More Shiur HaTorah, more Kriyasitim HaTorah, more Simchas HaTorah, more Harbot HaTorah. I know that this generation feels, and we hear this from the Shashivas all the time, never was there such a harvest Torah. There were never so many Lomdei Torah. What an amazing generation we are. And in a sense, maybe it is true. But I think we still have that much more to do. If we would be so wonderful, we wouldn't be suffering. If we would be so wonderful, Mashiach would be here. So obviously we could be far better than we are. And we're not learning enough Torah. There are still so many people amongst us that are not koyveya itim l'tzorah. For many reasons. Wonderful people. Some of them love to learn. But one of the first questions we are asked, l'macha me'a v'eslam, is kovato itim l'tzorah. Pilpaltu b'chochmo. Whenever we know tragedy, the first thing is chizuk atoyro. We need more Torah, more shiurim, more avas Torah, more chizuk atoyro. And the second thing is tzedokah and chesed. The posuk in Mishlei says tzedokah tasam memoras. Why do we know we need to go far looking for zgulas? These are the zgulas that we find in Kisvei HaKodesh. These are the zgulas we find in Gemara. And whatever Chazal say is chokum b'sera. That is concrete. So Torah and Chesed and Tzedokah. Tzedokah tasa mamores. Baba Basra daf yud aleph omed aleph, the Gemara tells the story about Binyamin Atzad. Amro olav al Binyamin Atzad isho yugabai shel Tzedokah. Vapama has voski sholofonov. And she said, Rebbe, Parnesseini. And obviously, the Yom HaTzadik, he ran the Kupas HaTzadokah, the local Kupas Shkunatit, or the Kupas Gemach, and he apologized and he said, come back in a month. Avoidu she'ein v'kupas HaTzadokah krum. You know, we don't have any money right now, you could come back in a week or 2 weeks or 3 months. And the woman was persistent, and she said, Rebbe, im ein atu mefarnaseini haray isho v'shivo v'neo mesim v'ro'o. I have 7 children, and I am alone. And if you don't support me, we might die from hunger. Omed v'kernes on shaloi. He didn't ask twice. He took out his own personal checkbook, and he gave her whatever he could give her. Lo yoyu yomim mo'otum v'cholo. Some time transpired. And Binyam HaTzadik became gravely ill. And he was about to die. B'derech HaTeva, he was terminally ill. Amru Malachi HaSholes Lepnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hare Binyam HaTzadik, Tzadik Zehichyo, Shmoyne Nefoshes B'Yisrael Yomus, B'Yomim Huotim, Mi'ad Nikra Gizahrani. So obviously there was a Gzar Din, and the time has come for Binyam HaTzadik to die. But Malach HaSholes intervened, and they said, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, how could this be? What would people say? This Tzadik saved Shmoneh Nefoshes to be a slaughter. How would he die Binyamin Mu'otim? How would he die as a young person? Miyad Nikra Gzar Dinoi, Va'amrila, Osifu Lechov Beishonim Al Shenoisov. So from this Gemara, once again, we see the koyach of tzedakah. We need more chesed, and we need more Torah. And whenever I tell this story, whenever I quote the Gemara of Baba Basra Daf Yud Aleph, I must explain a gevaldige gevort of the Gro, because it's so amazing. It is the godless of the Gro combined with Ruach HaKodesh. And the Gro explains why Chav Beis Shonim, why 22 years. It is very important to understand and to realize. No number in Chazal is a coincidence. No number. And if we speak of Chav Beis Shonim, there must be a cheshbon. Why 22 years? Not 21 and not 23. Not a month more and not a month less. Why 22 years? So the Gro said, Binyam HaTzadik saved, salvaged, Shmoneh Nefoshes v'Yisroel. Baba Basra Daf Tes, the Gemara says, Hanoisim Pluto Le'oni, Mizborach B'Shisho, and if he gives it the save upon him, Yofes, Mizborach B'Yud Aleph. Binyam HaTzadik saved and supported Shmoneh Nefoshes, and he did so in the best, in the most compassionate, caring way. 8 times Yud Aleph, 8 times 11 is 88. Soitez Avchof, the Gemara says, Chus Toilo Gimel Chadoshim. 3 times 88 is 264, and that is exactly Chav Beis Shonim. So Chav Beis Shonim is not just throwing out a number. Chav Beis Shonim is Chav Beis Shonim. And that's the cheshbon that the Gaon says. But what is important for us to realize is the koyach of tzedakah. Now, I am not here to give musar. Who am I to give musar? And I know that this is a wonderful community, and I have so many talmidim and chavedim in this community, and I know there's a lot of learning going on, and there are tons of chesed, but we always could be better. And obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to be better. And we must be better. More Torah and more Chesed. And Chesed is not only money. Gemilas Chasodim Begufoy. More caring, more compassion. You have to Le'reachu Kemoicho. So it is a minute by Chesedim to tell Sipur Tzadikim Moitzu Shabbos. Obviously, I'm a Chosid, you see the Shlaim on my head. And it happens to be my Tzoi Shabbos. So I need to tell a Hasidish and Meister my Tzoi Shabbos. May the tale of Reb Moshe Leib Stasover, the great Tzaddik Reb Moshe Leib Stasover, was a founder of the Rebbe Melech Menashez. And he said that the essence of Yohavto L'Reachu Kamoicho, I learned from a Goy, from a non-Jew. I was walking in the marketplace, and I overheard a conversation between people. So before I tell the story, some of you might wonder, how does he learn from a non-Jew? Well, Chazal say, Ad Hechim Kibed Av, we learn from Dome Ben Asina. We learn from him. One of the Yisoides of Al Shem Tov taught us, Talmidim, is whatever you see, whatever you hear, whatever you experience, everything is Shkocha Protest and everything comes to teach you. You hear nothing that you weren't supposed to hear. You see nothing. You experience nothing. Everything comes to teach you and try to learn from everything. We learn from Dome Ben Asina. So the Moshe Eksasov said, I overheard a conversation, and Mr. A asks Mr. B, do you love me? And Mr. B says, aren't you ashamed to ask me? We've been friends for more than 20 years. Of course I love you. And Mr. A asks, so what hurts me? Mr. B says, how would I know? You didn't tell me. Mr. A asks, did you ask? Do you really want to know? Do you really want to know what hurts me? If you do, did you inquire? Did you ask? How could you say I love me if you don't even know what hurts me? How could you say you love me if you don't even know what hurts me? You don't even know what's happening in my heart. You don't even know what I've been going through. If you don't know what hurts me, how could you possibly say you love me? So the tzaddik from Sassel learns from a goy. I, b'chol zeh, prefer learning from Jews, especially when I could learn from Chazal. So the Yerushalmi in Perek Tes of Nedorim, I think it's Nedorim Daf Lamed in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi speaks about the after Reach Hakomayim. And the Yerushalmi gives a moshel. Person has a hammer in his right hand and a nail in his left hand, and by mistake the right hand hurts his left hand. So the Yerushalmi asks, now would the left hand take that hammer and bang his right hand? Shaitish of Yoilo, you have one hand that is hurting, so you want the other hand to hurt as well. So the Yerushalmi essentially teaches us, me and you, he and the other person. That's the right hand and the left hand. We are one guf, one koima. Kulanu bnei eshech u'nachno. We are one. What is the mivchan of oneness? What determines, are we one or are we not one? That's the Tosfos and Menachos Daf Lamed. Tosfos on the Sugya of Bechor Shenitrach. Tosfos brings Issa the Medrash. I don't know where the Medrash is, but I trust Tosfos. Issa the Medrash. In the dealings between Ashmedai and Shloima HaMelech, Ashmedai brought two brothers to a din Torah. Both were born from the same father and mother. The father had one head, the mother had two heads, obviously Siamese twin. And the two brothers, one had one head and the other had two heads. The father died, and a din Torah comes for Shloima HaMelech. The one-headed brother says, we are two brothers, each of us gets half of the Yerusha. His two-headed brother says, no, I deserve two-thirds and you get a third. What does Shloima HaMelech fast? Tosfos doesn't bring, but the Shita Mekabetzes on this path brings. Shloima HaMelech takes one of the two heads and wraps them up with towels. He sees nothing. He takes a kumkum shalotchen, boiling water, pours it over the other head. Both heads scream from pain. Shloima HaMelech says, you are one. You are one. How did he decide that they are one and not two? They have two heads. Did he do an x-ray? Did he check their cardiovascular system? What about their internal organs? It's not relevant. If I inflict pain on one head and the other screams from anguish, they are one. The after Yaakov Amaychu was feeling that others' pain. How could you say, well, love me if you don't even know what hurts me? I didn't tell you. Why would you expect me? Did you go out and tell? Did you inquire? Did you try to know? Did you ask? Do you really care? That is the question. And there are so many families amongst us that are struggling. Struggling with kids, struggling with shalom bayis. So many families amongst us that are struggling. And when tragedy strikes, suddenly it comes out into the open. We should care. We need to know. Now, of course, we should guard everyone's privacy, but there are so many families out there waiting for someone to come in and listen, for someone to come in and help. Tzedakah is not only about money. Sometimes the easier part of tzedakah is giving the money, writing a check. It is more difficult to listen and to hear the cries, to hear the pain, and really to care, and really to get involved. Torah and tzedakah. There are 1,000 other things I would like to speak about. Obviously, it's news. And I don't like to speak about shaylach and stockings and details. But tzniut is one of the fundamentals of a bayis b'Yisrael, of a mishpocha b'Yisrael, trying to keep our kids away from exposure to this awful world, to this awful, horrible world, trying to safeguard your home, keeping the internet out of your home, and just trying to care for your kids, for the Yerushalayim, for the Avos Hashem. This is an awful world out there. We need to try to insulate our homes and to insulate our children. But the two most important fundamentals are Chizuk HaTorah and Gemilus Chasod. Those are the zgulis, leharbeis berachamei shemayim. And in these two areas, I think we could all do far more. When we speak about tragedy, we walk a very delicate line. A line which is somewhat contradictory, because on one hand, we need to be machazik people and say HaKadosh Baruch Hu always loves you. We don't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. But Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef taught us, whenever tragedy strikes, kol yovid rachmon eletav oviv, in a way that is totally beyond the realm of our understanding. Everything is letoivo. But that doesn't patter us from choyves hatshuva and zboinenus. It is midas harachamim and midas adin ha-mishamshim b'irvuvia. And yes, we live in a world of arvuvia. Let us not be surprised about that. Perek Kimon Mishnetes Bova Mesechet Ovois, Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef says four words that have such a profound meaning. Hakol Tzafui v'harishus nesuno. I do not recall any other source where the Rambam gave us and his spouse. The Rambam is the spoil, and he expresses his spouse. I don't remember any other source which is similar. The Rambam prepares a mission on this mission, writes, Zeh ha-mamer koilu gvorim gidoilem ra'uivu shiyehei v'Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef. You know, the Rambam says, this is the statement no other Tanakh could have made. This fits for the Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef. Zeh ha-mamer koilu gvorim gidoilem. So the Rabbi Kiva, in one sentence, tries to address the dilemma that all the great philosophers were dealing with. Everything is predestined in our life. So why do we bear responsibility? That is the Rambam in the Ravid and Perekei of Hilchas Tshuva and all the others. And the Kiva says, no stira ha'ir. Everything is predetermined and predestined. But it is up to you. So when tragedy strikes, we talk to the families and we try to give them chizuk. And it's MS called the Yoved Rachmona Letav Ovid. And Av Bloy is in the best place a person could possibly be. Began away earlier, together with all the tzaddikim. Tzaddikim Yoshim Vatrosayim Berushayim Benenim Metziv Ashkinah. And Rabbi Amelis Yoshim for his wonderful family, for the Almon and the children, and all the others that suffered loss and tragedy. Yes. Chazal teaches the Oilam Azed Oimer of the Plus Dor of Oilam Abod Doimer the Tlaklin just a few days ago. I also was Menachem of the family and I cried together with them because I couldn't bear to see the pain of the family of the young person that died. And I said, you know, we must believe. This world is a Plus Dor. The other world is a Tlaklin. Sometimes the crossroad is short, sometimes it's long. Sometimes it's straight, and other times it has violent curves. But it's only a crossroad. The traveling is at the end of the road. And this is a traveling that everyone builds for himself. No one builds it for another. Everyone builds his own traveling. So a tzaddik of Yecheskel Roy obviously built a beautiful tzaddik. And his prosper was a relatively short one. And in Gan Eden, it's the best place to be. So when we speak to his family, we know the pain. We know the tragedy. We know what it is to be alone with Ach Kidalach. But at least they should find somewhat of an Achor and the Emunah. And the betochen that Gan Eden is the best place to be. But on the other hand, we need to do tshuva. It is midas adin, midas rachamim in one hand, and midas adin on the other. And as a community, like the Rambam teaches us, it's not mikro. In telko imi bikeri, avani yerechim ochem b'chamas keri, the Torah says. And we need to be better. And if we don't do so, we're cruel. Harezu derech achzoros. So I think each and every one of us needs to do his own personal cheshbon nefesh. How we could come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he could be better. And I'm sure that the Rabbonim of this community have a lot to say and a lot to teach. But generally speaking, I think we need to be mischazik in Torah, need to be mischazik in chesed. Chesed is tzedakah, but chesed is far more than tzedakah. Chesed is listening, caring, chesed is compassion, and chesed is trying to be helpful in every way. Kodesh Boki Yerachem, Yerachem Oleinu, Mishim Bizarku to Racham Yishamayim. And it is my story, Shabbos Kodesh, the time when he meet Malala Malka. Today, Bashar Ashur, this is my shul. I spoke about Yaakov Avinu. This week's parash is Yaakov Avinu and the struggle with the Malach. It was all about Kates Ayomi. Vayavosi Yaakov Levadoi. Vayavoviti Shemoyad Aloysa Shochar. Aloysa Shochar is Shachar Shel Moshiach. That was a struggle not between an individual malach and an individual person. It wasn't that Yaakov Avinu aggravated the malach. That was Surah Shel Esav. It was about us. Ad biyasa Moshiach, v'lo yokalot. So Yaakov Avinu, more than the other avos, he paved the way for Klal Yisrael and Golos. Ad ayoyim u'achon, ad keis hayamin. So the Chasam Sofer says a gavaldik yedak. The Yaakov says, "Lo Yaakov yekuroi shimo." That's what the Malach says. Towards the end of the parasha, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Shem Hu Yaakov, Lo Yaakov yomer shem bokiyam Yisrael." Chasam Sofer says, "Yaakov Yisrael is the gematria kras sotom." How could you expect the sotom to say Kras Ovi. So the Sotan didn't say Shimchu Yaakov. So the Shalais of the Sotan hoped that Yaakov is out and Yisrael is in. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no. Shimchu Yaakov. It's Yaakov plus Yisrael, and that is the gematria of Kras Ovi. I don't usually check after the Sun Sefer, but many years ago I did. And Yaakov Yisrael is not Gematria Kras Sofer. Yaakov Yisrael is 723, and Kras Sofer is 729, and then it dawned upon me. Moshe Emes V'Toyros V'Emes. Rashi brings, the Chamisha Mekoyim is Katov, Yaakov Molei, Eliyahu Chosa. Chamisha Mekoyim. What's unique about those Chamisha Mekoyim? Rashi writes, Yaakov Avinu took a robe and he took a mashkin from Eliyahu. Sheyovei v'yavas ha'geula l'bono. Yaakov had ois gefoiled the geula. Yaakov paved the way. But Eliyahu is the one to be mevas ha'shoei. And Yaakov took a mashkin. He took five bows. The Maharal explains why five bows. Because your fingers are like a bow. And Yaakov took a tkiyas kaf. And those are the five bows that Yaakov took from Eliyahu. Eliyahu gave him a shavua. Sheyovei v'yavas ha'geula l'bono. So whenever the pasuk deals with the geula, it is Yaakov molei and Eliyahu chosa. Hinei unnei chisho leach lachem es Eliyahu hanovi. Shtei in pasuk without a bow. Ad avoy el adoyni sehiro. Rashi says, when will that be? Yaakov and Esav never met again. That will be the case of Yomim, Ba'olam Mashiach Bahar Tziyon, Shteigim Balaturi, Avoy El Adoni, Seiro, Asaf Tevis, Eliyahu. The Vav is missing. When we deal with the Geula, it is Eliyahu Chosa, Yaakov Molei. Krasom is about the Geula. Yaakov Molei is the exact gematria of 729. Libi Oimali. Malava Malka Sudas David Malka Meshicho. We sing many smiris, but there are only two personalities that have a zemer, a personal zemer. Mitzuri Shabbos by Malava Malka. Al Tiro Avdi Yaakov and Eliyahu. And we say, Al Tiru Avdi Yaakov, you could trust Eliyahu. You could trust Eliyahu. He will fulfill his promise. Sheneskeva Korah V'yameinu. V'yavol Amores V'netza. You should only hear the story of Stoivis and Yeshua's and Achamais and this community, this beautiful community. So don't we know many Simchas and Nachas and Chizuk and שנזכר ישוע שלום ומרבי הסויל צדק בפירות יומנו אומן.
רבי סי, just a couple minutes. Kutko, I personally got some understanding from the words of Weiss Schlitter. And everyone here, I'd like to thank Agoyim, our wife of Kamat Yerushalayim, but Rabbi Yisrael, there's a special message here directly to this kinos. This is really unusual from Gdoyle Adoro, Agoyim of Edelstein, and Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. That night I was asked to read it and to translate it. Okay. Lichvoy HaKodosh. It is in honor of the holy congregation HaNesofim, the Roshus Rabbi Abihu Shlitter, that are gathering having the Rabbonim of the city, the Rabbonim Shemesh, showing the Rav Bochor.
Dobol tvojim da ojdu, obedošten u Hain, gdojle Adol, vajču nas, vajhir, dobol tvojim da ojdu, it's a very good thing, maše hatem, iskancim, the fact that you get together, li stojle, to awaken yourselves, eke, ba stojle, istahmona, li flan, še ojlo ilhe, due to the tragedies that happened in your city, when he's chazik b'dvorim ha-mitzvot, and to mischazik things that you need to be mechazik with, as the Rabbonim here mentioned, u'b'miyuchot, especially, as we heard again here, b'eistek ha-toyo, b'yenei shishi v'shabes. So the G'dayla don't tell us, specifically here in Ramat Bichemesh, they don't tell us directly, it's really unusual, and they say that when Chazek in Tele on Fridays and Shavosi, ki me'emes eyu zmani, she gave a morifio in the Tzuchayim Natsibu. On Friday and Shabbos, the Olam is not as matpid on Limud HaTele, but still there's whatever, all kinds of excuses. The rabbis in the Gedolim tell us that's not an excuse. And they say, the time is not well used for learning to ubifla, and especially the leilo is a choyver for avuchim in the late night of the winter. Yes, harvest man, there's a lot of time, you could learn the last of the third. You could, but people don't know. Therefore, they say, Schus doiloi, leis chazek, ulekadesh, tefashavos, be'eiste katero. It's a special schus to strengthen ourselves and to sanctify Shabbos with learning more Torah. Everybody has to know the limits and the abilities. Shabbos Kodesh Kodoshim. Shabbos should become Kodesh Kodoshim. The Holy of Holies, the Yodua Nakubolim, and it's not from the Nakubolim. Shelimud Atele B'Shabbos, this is a fascinating line. Limud Atele B'Shabbos, Nechshav, B'Elev, Ma'asher B'Yod Cholim. Learn it to Shabbos, that's a very strange time. Mildua from the Mekuboli, that it's 1,000 times more powerful than Ashkaraz there, and the reward for that is Kofu Elif. I'm calling Mavish with the Deir Loshan. The Rotsoi to conclude, is Kusa Tzoylo, Tamoy the Choratzibu Rishemesh, the Kusa Tzoylo should stand for all of us here in Rishemesh, Shemishma the Surah Steyroids, we should have good news, the East of Kulo, all of us should be Dreyfe, the Red Brother again from Dreyla Ado, Lechaim, Toivim, Omoshovim, to good life, and happy, no showing. How do you say no showing? Happy and satisfying life. So here you have a letter from the Gleil Ador. Rabbi said everyone who is there was Mekadosh and Shomayim, but I think that every one of us is a choyver to be mechazek others, neighbors, friends, to be mechazek in everything that the Rabbonim here from mechazek us. And Be'ezras Hashem, I don't want to sound like a Levi, but that's what really we were experiencing. Kaddish, you will say Kaddish here. One moment, Kaddish.